Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Well, happy Tuesday. It can be a groovy Tuesday. It can be a terrific Tuesday. It can be whatever you want it to be. It is the Monica J. Show, your show, live and local, 2 hours every weekday, 10 to noon. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Whatever little bit I can get out of you to help share some great information, I'll take what I can get. I'll take what I can get. You can follow us on our webpage, of course, 991fmtalk.com. There's a webpage for me there and all kinds of ways you can follow me on social media and the different things that I post. But really, I just love having you as part of the show. Calling in on our talk and text lines at 884-9910 and sending me an email at monica at 991fmtalk.com. Lots of emails to go through today, but I do want to have you check into our poll question. Give me your thoughts. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you agree with Squaw Valley Ski Resort in their decision to change their name? Yes, they are going to be changing their name. It's been Squaw Valley for how many decades? And it's now an issue. It popped up once a few years ago, but now they're doing something about it. One of the reasons that I bring this up is because my family lives on Squaw Springs Road. Are we going to change that name too? Are we just going to change all the names? Want to hear from you today. I mean, Washington Redskins. You talk to the Indian community, the Indian Nation, they had no problem with it. They seem to understand that you can talk about things, the majority there, that the past is the past, and we put the meaning into words, not the past. Look at how some words' meanings have completely changed. You know, the F-A-G word. That was in history for hundreds of years as a roof of a type of thatch or a cigarette. And it just changed into a hate word. We put the power to the words. Squaw Valley Resort is well known for being a beautiful destination for the entire family. So, I mean, we've had the Olympics there. Why do we dredge up the past and say, yeah, but this is what Squaw really means? No, that's not what Squaw means now. Why don't we just change the thought that Squaw is a beautiful Indian woman or just a beautiful woman? No. We have to take the negative of everything. So yesterday's poll question, are you planning on attending any watch parties for the Republican National Convention? 19, almost 30% said yes, of course, maybe. And then, wow. 70% said no and hell no. Well, I hope you watched at least a little bit of it on your own. Because if you didn't, you missed a lot of great things. And I do say you missed a lot of amazing people. Wow, just a few of the notes that I took. Vernon Jones. Wow, what a man. Vernon Jones. Georgia congressman. Democrat, by the way. He's endorsing Donald Trump. He's bringing some honesty back into politics. And he talked about why he was doing it. You can still watch the, there's replays of the convention. I had to watch it on C-SPAN because all of the BS from even Fox News, I couldn't take. So I just figured out where my, I've never watched C-SPAN before. I'd always relied on other sources, but dang, I wanted to hear the speeches. And one of the best speeches was with the first one out with Charlie Kirk. And what did Fox do? They cut away. I mean, yes, it was nice to see Kennedy, but not Kennedy, the announcer, but the statesman. It's just. So if you missed it, also one of the beginning ones was Natalie Harp. Wow. What? And it wasn't a speech. It was her life story. She is a bone cancer survivor, and the only reason that she is a survivor in here today is because of President Trump and of his signing of the right to try. She couldn't even get into clinical trials because, well, she had already failed a couple of different chemo treatments. And the reason that she had this bone cancer was actually because of a medical mishap. So it wasn't even something that genetically she was supposed to have. Incredible. If that speech didn't bring tears to your eyes, then you missed Maximo Alvarez. I've seen him speak a couple of times, and he's incredible. An immigrant from Cuba. Watched family and friends die under the hands of communism. He fled from Cuba to this country. He made something of himself. He didn't come here expecting handouts like Syrian refugees. And a lot of the recent refugees, welfare, housing, food. No, he got an education. And he is now the founder and president of Sunshine Gasoline Distributors. That man is just amazing. The McCloskeys on there, registered Democrats, you might not recognize the name. They're the couple who were charged with felonies for protecting their home. People who had busted into the community, tore down the gate. Just a little something to add. One of the things that Trump got rid of was the single-family housing zones. That's something that Obama put into place, was he was abolishing that. So if you decided to have a beautiful single-family home out in the suburbs, you can't do that. We can't have that kind of zoning. We need to be able to put low-income housing here. We need to be able to put apartment complexes. Well, Trump reversed that. Guess what? If Joe Biden's elected, that is one of his platforms. He said he will bring that back. Andrew Pollack. It's so hard to watch Andrew Pollack, the father of Meadow, who was killed at Parkland. The reason she was killed was because of the restorative justice program that Obama took national. That was Parkland, Florida school districts. That was their community safety for the schools. Look into that, restorative justice for the school districts. Because if Biden is elected, he'll bring it back. Herschel Walker, oh my gosh, what a friend. That was an amazing speech from him. So honest and raw about what a friend Trump has been, what a friendship their family has the last 30 years, kids growing up together. Former NFL player. I mean, to stand there and call people out for calling Trump racist, that he would subject his family, a prominent black man would subject his family to a racist? He knows the real Trump, and he knows the Democrat talking points. Steve Scalise, it's always great to hear from him. But the part of the convention I think that really resonated with me was just the whole information. The information that was coming out that you do not hear in the news, because it would just make the Democrats look bad, and we can't do that because they're owned by the Democrats and those who support the Democrats financially. But the fact that, you know, there's a little spattering here and there, but in the last 3.5 years that Trump has been president, he has helped return home to their families and their friends and their communities 50 hostages. 50 from 22 countries. The longest one was a pastor that was in Turkey, 28 years. He's brought home hostages from Venezuela, North Korea, Syria, Yemen, Iran, India. You know, some of these places supposedly are friends. I mean, India, what was wrong there? 22 countries. And they were hostages long before Trump was president. But President Trump vowed he was going to bring Americans home. And that is one of the vows he continues for his next 4 years. What did Obama do? What did Biden do? What did Bush do? Clinton? They were just the purveyors of war. More insurrections, more invasions. These were innocent Americans. Nah. Doesn't matter. Oh, well, Obama worked to get some people back. Traitors. But did he really get people back, or did he just pay to have them returned? Especially in Iran, giving them their money back. It was their money. So? It was the drug dealers' money, too, that was confiscated. But look, we spend it for the betterment of this country. Drug dealers, hate dealers, warmongers. It's all the same thing. Mainstream media. It's just the destruction of this country. If you get a chance, watch the convention. Watch the speeches. And do it on C-SPAN. Cut out all of the opinions of other people. And listen to what the guests have to say. Because that is more powerful. When you listen to somebody like Natalie Harp, when you listen to her story and understand what this administration has truly done for the American people, then I have no doubts whatsoever we are going to have another 4 years of President Trump. One of the most amazing presidents we have ever had, because it's about America and Americans first. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And boy, people are talking. Yeah, they started about 10 o'clock this morning in Douglas County. They've got a library board virtual meeting. And Amy Dodson is admitting that she was behind the statement that got the whole thing started with, well, the BLM and being welcome into the library system in Douglas, and then Coverley's response, and wow. The problem here is one person did something that spoke for an entire community. You can't do that. I don't even speak for entire communities. So if you're in that type of position, then you might want to talk to somebody and not just take it upon yourself as library director. Because the protests that are going crazy around the country, we could have seen in Douglas County. But residents stepped up to the plate and said, not in our backyard. If you want the perfect example of this, check out Breitbart News. They have a picture on their webpage, Resistance Rage. I want you to look at that picture at some point. Look at the faces. Look at the age. Women with shaved heads and multicolor hair and tattoos. And I'm not saying any of these things are bad, but look at the way they present themselves as their lifestyle. The men, the women. Didn't look like anybody over 30 in the group. Rage. What do they have to have rage over about? So this was in the Record Courier, recordcourier.com. It's a screenshot, some of the conversations going on. Douglas High School graduate Wes Alexander said that he was one of the protest organizers. I've been responsible for doing some of the organizing in the county going back in June. He said, this doesn't need to be a politicized issue. We are trying to reimagine safety in a way. Sorry, my screen here froze up. public safety in a way that's equitable for our entire society. Well, I hate to tell you this, Wes, but it already is. Because all the laws on the books apply to everybody. Men, women, black, white, Asian, unicorn, it doesn't matter. They apply to everybody. One of the participants was South Lake Tahoe Community College Vice President of Student Services, Jonathan King, who described himself as a civil rights baby. If you got a little shaken up by people spitting on you, well, it was like 50 times worse if you were in Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Texas, Louisiana, or Virginia. If you went out in those days, he writes, you might not come back home. You might get lynched, run over, shot, whatever. See why I highlighted those days? Those days are gone. If you think the America today, if you think this country is like it was 50 years ago, then you need some help. You need to talk to someone. Because people are burning down cities. People are getting murdered for something that you're hanging on to. That most Americans, 90% of Americans, will tell you should have never happened. That's why we don't live that way today. But if we abolish the police, like you and your friends reimagine, then it's going to be like that and a whole lot worse. We'll be back after this Fox News break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local, FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Yeah, I want to share our poll question and get your thoughts at 991fmtalk.com. Get a little excited there when I hear that one. Do you agree with Squaw Valley Ski Resort and their decision to change their name? They don't have a name yet. They're going to get their committee together and work on it immediately. But do you agree with it? It's just, I don't know. I look at that as unbelievable. Okay, so yesterday's poll question, are you planning on attending any watch parties for the Republican National Convention? 70% of those participating said no and hell no. Well, I do not want to be accused of giving you half the story. So as I was wrapping up the last segment and speaking about an article that's in the Record Courier, one of the participants in the protests describes himself as a civil rights baby, Jonathan King. And says, if you got a little shaken up by people spitting on you, well, it was like 50 times worse if you were in Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Texas, Louisiana, or Virginia. You went out in those days, you might not come back home. You might be lynched, run over, or whatever. Those days. But continuing with his statement, King said that he was 5 years old when he watched his pregnant mother knocked down by an officer and kicked in the stomach by another. He said that she lost her child. So yeah, that is going to have trauma on someone. But again, in those days, completely different of the world we live in now. And now police officers are being murdered for something that people perceive is going on that is not. It is a lie. If you don't believe in numbers, then I can't help you. But national statistics, it shows, even from the CDC, why they get involved in this, not quite sure, that black men, unarmed black men, are not being targeted or the target of racist law enforcement. Let's talk about those days and somebody else that was from those days. Vance, thanks for calling the show today. What's your thought?
Well, I'd like to know how old Mr. King is and where he grew up, because those days, I was, I was born in Charleston, South Carolina. My dad was in the Navy. We lived in various locations before I can remember in the South, Jacksonville, Norfolk, Charleston, right? Then we fast forward to 1966-67 school year. I was in Pensacola, Florida at Robin Hood Elementary. And I would say it was pretty well gone by that time. Fast forward a little bit more. I am now in the Navy, 1974 of March to 1976 of March. I was stationed down at New Orleans, and I didn't see any of that crap that they talk about going on down there. 2 years I was down there, and I was all over the place. All right? Yeah. Now, fast forward to 1979 of June to 1984. Well, 1981, 82, 83, and 84, I went down to Oceana, Virginia, and I had a partner in crime there from one of my air traffic control schools. And everything that this joker says was happening was not happening. Okay? Yeah. By the 1970, 71, all of the signs saying dogs and Negroes keep off the grass, the separations with regards to facilities like water fountains, the heads, that's bathrooms for you civilians. that was all gone. It's all gone. And these jokers are going to hold me responsible for what their great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents did? I don't think so.
You know,
Mr. King needs to come up on his history.
You know, Vance, this really is a thing of history. And why is it just, and I don't mean to point different things out, but you being in the military, why do we have such a good relationship with Japan? Why do we not hold all Japanese accountable for what happened at Pearl Harbor, what happened during World War II? Because that was something that happened at that time. We move on. We become better people. We become a better country. We work out our differences. And this is just perpetuating a non-existent stereotype that cops are racist and they're all bad. And they're advocating for the killing of them.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. How about generations down the road? Say something happens to my stepson, his wife, and my grandchildren due to all this stuff. And, you know, my grandchildren might survive, but should their great grandchildren or grandchildren hold the present generation responsible? I tell you what, if these people follow the Bible, the answer is no.
That's
explicative,
right.
No.
All right, Vance.
I'm going to say this right again. These people want to fight, I'll give it to them.
Thanks, Vance. I got to move on to Fred. Fred, you want to talk about police? Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Hello, Monica. Hey, yeah. Why not defund the police if they're not going to protect the people and their property?
But they do protect people in their property. Why would you want to defund law enforcement? Because one in a million situation happens and someone is killed, but more information comes out. It's not that it was done on purpose or whatnot. I mean, law enforcement everywhere, they hate bad cops. They want to be
out doing something about it. Why aren't they stopping all this?
Because their hands,
people's property.
Because their hands are tied, Fred. They're higher ups. Their police chiefs and their mayors. They're saying, "Don't react. Don't do anything." It's not law enforcement.
Then, Monica, why aren't we going after those mayors and the governors? Arresting them. Put them in.
What?
They're aiding and abetting. They're aiding and abetting this crime that's going on.
Absolutely, Fred. They absolutely are. Absolutely.
Then why aren't the police arresting them and putting them in jail and charging them for aiding and abetting? They're not doing their job.
No one's going to stand up to a mayor and say, "You're not doing your job, so you're done." There's a political process.
How's that mayor going to do to the police? They are the law. We're paying them to protect us and our property, and they're not doing it.
Exactly. The sheriffs have the final say in, you know, for us being locked down. Why are we not going after the sheriffs to open up the state?
We actually should. We should be
there
going
you
after,
go, Fred.
They should be going after the mayors and the governors.
Until
they're the ones that's aiding and abetting this thing.
Until people actually take a stand and stop being
the police chief.
Until people take a stand. Yep. Well, we all have to take that stand. Because
we'll back them up, and nobody's going to who's going to arrest the police because they arrested the governor.
Well, they don't believe that. They are so intimidated by their unions and the people above them that they would not act in that sense for the people of this state, for the people of this country. It's just not going to happen. I mean, look at the flack that the president took just for bringing in the National Guard to try and help protect federal buildings. They were kicked out. They were attacked. There was one mayor that told him, "You can't stay in our hotels." This is craziness, Fred, and it's got to stop. But until we, the people, make the right decisions in who we elect, it's not going to stop. And who we elect, we've got to vet better. In the primary process, we have to hold people accountable. We keep saying that, but we don't seem to do it. I mean, I didn't want to do this, but this is really upsetting to me that I keep getting all of these invitations. You know, Dean Heller's going to be speaking at this event and this event, and please come. And, you know, I don't care, really, personally, what Dean Heller has to say. He's a rhino. More than likely, he's going to run for governor. So he wasn't reelected to the Senate because of his actions. Because of his actions against the will of what his constituency wanted. So why is it any different now? I can't preach about rhinos, Republicans in name only, and then go out and support them. just because they have a recognizable name. I don't care. If you don't live up to the contract that you made with me while in office, when you don't support in the beginning who the American people, who the people in your state are supporting, you don't get my support. And I don't care if you changed your opinion on the president. All right, that's my thought. Dean Heller is a great man. Great guy. Love his wife, Lynn. Beautiful family. But if you are not going to take a stand, if you're just going to do that political doublespeak, I don't want you representing me. And I don't care what events you're speaking at. I want more Devin Nunez's than Dean Heller's. Where are they? It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back with Neil right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1. KKFT 92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions and I got mine.
And let's talk about them. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local for all of Northern Nevada. Talking text lines, 884-9910. Just a couple of quick texts before we get to Neil. This is a quick message to Fred and others. What are you doing besides calling a talk show? Are you involved, participating, showing up, contacting your elected officials, etc.? Or are you a Barker lounger? I love how you put Barker lounger. That was great. Thank you, Robert, for the quick email, because this is what I was trying to get out, but I just couldn't formulate it. A policeman can arrest someone for a serious crime that just happened, but to arrest a politician, an elected representative, you have to have the prosecutor and a judge to sign off on a warrant. Bob, thank you. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Neil this morning. Neil, you wanted to talk about political speeches?
Yes, I wanted to talk about when I I want your opinion on this. My sister did not like it, and she's a Bernie Sanders supporter, and I'm wondering if you, being a Trump supporter, believe that we need to have lower taxes and have taxes that only on cars, refrigerators, the big items, like houses and stuff, and not the little items like food or even the Dollar Tree items. What do you say on that 100%?
Neil, we just need a flat tax for everybody out there. Depending on what you make, you just pay this much. We are taxed on every single thing we do. And it's just incredible. Yes, we need lower taxes. We need to keep our money and spur the economy and put it into charities that we want to help. The government should not be deciding what charities to give to the arts and humanities. They should not be using our tax dollars to take care of other countries when we should be taking care of Americans. With the amount that we pay in taxes, we could all have free, better health care. We could all have higher education. But we can't, because of the misspending of what goes on in Washington, D.C. The games that they play with our money. It's ridiculous. And until we do something about it, they're going to keep doing it. Because Joe Biden flat out said, and this is just whatever Democrat is in there. It's the same thing with Hillary Sheevy and with Governor Sisolak. It doesn't matter who they are. It is their party. They are going to raise taxes. They are going to set out new fees. That's just the way they work. They have no such comprehension of fiscal responsibility to the American people, only to their cronies. Jean, I'm sorry I couldn't get to you, or Jane, I'm sorry I couldn't get to you, but we'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1.